Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, your place for everything happening in Chicago and across the globe. Today, we meet Chicagoan Crystal Dyer. Dyer wanted to help young people in her Austin community be exposed to the beauty of the wider world. And as a travel agent herself, she knew what getting out of your environment and routine could do to your perspective. So she started a program to do just that, connecting young people, many of whom may have never been on a plane before or owned a passport, with different countries, cultures, and people. Crystal calls the program CATA, or Chicago-Austin Youth Travel Adventures. And she's here with me now. Crystal, first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your travel career.
Okay, well, I've been in the travel industry for 22 years. Actually, went to a travel academy at the time back in 98 over at Harper College in Palatine. That actually existed at that time before all the Expedias and so forth.
Wow.
And and I was actually working in corporate America at AT&T Communications, and the college was right down the road. So I went after work for about a year and a half and for the program, and because I was always that navigator person that my friends and family would call to, you know, because they had learned that, you know, I was the person. I was like the go-to person because
right.
I would read everything.
Things out. Right, right. Yeah. So in 2015, let's fast forward, you founded CATA, that's C-A-Y-T-A, which stands for Chicago-Austin Youth Travel Adventures. What's really cool about what you do is, you know, you're taking these young people, as I mentioned, from the Austin community on adventures, as you like to call it. Where do you go?
Well, we go to different cultural centers around the city. Chicago, of course, as we know, is a melting pot, and it's a sanctuary city. And so we have cultural centers and museums of, you know, everywhere in the world right here. And when you have youth that in a lot of cases haven't been off the West Side itself, they don't know that. And so our whole purpose of CATA is to expose the youth to cultures worldwide right here at home, living, you know, in a segregated, mostly segregated community. So then they can see everybody in the world had issues, problems of some sort. Mm-hmm. But how did they navigate through those problems?
Right. So who can take part? We're talking about youth, but any youth? Any specific ages?
Well, ages 9 to college age, actually 23. But, you know, some youth, of course, they don't, you know, they may go to trade school or they may just get a job after high school, and they still don't really know where they want to go and what they want to do. So the program, actually having even the older youth, you know, volunteer and learn, you know, they also we also go on job and trade programs. I expose them to, you know, all types of programs so then they can better their life. You know, so starting at 9 years old, I mean, we have an aviation program. We have connection to a local municipal airport where we take the youth so then they can, and there's a museum out there, they can start to learn about careers in aviation. Those are things that aren't taught in these local schools on the West Side, okay, because there's a gazillion million careers out here, and youth have so many interests that, you know, they can see through our program, well, wait a minute, I can do that too.
Right. That's incredible. I understand, though, the idea for this whole thing, the idea for CATA, it came from tragedy in your life.
Yes, yes. My grandson, 5 days after his 18th birthday, and he was, you know, a young, you know, enthusiastic, ambitious young man. He wanted to be an event planner. He had traveled. He worked. His father had been was an entrepreneur and still is. Mm-hmm. And so he went to a birthday party. He had thrown his first party, which, you know, he was proving to his dad, you know, hey, you know, I can plan this. It'll be safe. Well, 5 days later, he was reciprocating by going to a friend's party, and unfortunately, someone came in and shot up the party, and my grandson was killed.
I'm so sorry. How did that loss of your grandson, Crystal, how did it lead you to want to take other young people on these excursions?
Well, one thing that I knew was that I had to help the kids. I didn't know how, but I kept getting that message, you know, from God. You know, I knew it was something, and then it just hit me one day. Travel. How did you help your kids? How did you help your grandkids? You know, they grew up right here on the West Side also. You know, they're ambitious, successful individuals. So what did you do different? And I'm a single parent. I raised them alone, mm-hmm. that helped them to grow to be the people they are, and it was through travel.
Yeah. Many of us love to travel, Crystal. You know, those of us who are able to do it often, of course, we do it for a reason, right? That escape, learning mm-hmm. about other cultures, as you've mentioned, even if it's just a road trip, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to hear more about what you're hearing from the kids. How are they feeling about this? Are they feeling changed after some of these trips?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because school, you know, they're only in school a certain amount of hours. You know, they have their focuses in school, and anything else is, you know, sort of like a forced effort. So when they get out of school, you know, they're like, you know, of course, exhausted. You know, they don't, you know, see, wow, you know, I can do something that's fun, that's educational. Okay, and then along with that fun, you know, I can, you know, now I'm learning, we're learning team building, because they work together on the different projects before we go on the field trips. And so whether they're local or international.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they can really get a true understanding. So when we get there, it's a whole different, you know, thing, you know,
yeah.
They're more enthusiastic. They're, you know, asking museum curators questions. You know, we took four kids to Ghana, West Africa this August.
Yes,
let's
talk about that.
It was our second trip going to Ghana.
Oh, that's huge. So you took them all the way to Ghana. I mean, when they get there, what are you doing?
Wow. Well, it's a, you know, fully escorted journey.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's about history. The history of a country where our ancestors could have come from, and, you know, being African American, and the whole thing is that different parts of Africa, the ships, you know, for slavery came to different parts of the world. And for us, it was the West Coast, which mm-hmm. was Ghana. And so getting there, you know, and learning about their history and their strength,
right.
Okay, and how they overcame oppression in their own existence to become an independent country, okay? And then to go into the meaning of why they do things, and going into the villages and meeting the chiefs, and
wow.
then also going to the slave dungeons to see actually and hear, you know, for themselves what happened and why it happened.
Wow, and they're there for 2 whole weeks. They
yeah.
must have been pretty excited.
Oh, wow, they were just so excited. They were so excited. And then to hear from them, you know, that, you know, to be in those spots, you know, to be in the slave river or being at the dungeons and going through those towns and actually thinking and seeing, you know, wow, you know, our ancestors were here,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they survived. They survived. And that makes us, you know, the strongest of the strong.
Yeah.
We aren't weak. You know, it builds their strengths so they can actually see, yeah, there's going to be hard times. That's called life.
Yeah.
Okay. But if they could get through that and make it to the United States and survive, and that's why they're here.
How are these trips funded?
They're funded through donations. Donations, do different fundraisers, and, you know, last year, and then different donors came through.
That's great.
And funded a child.
And you've got big goals for next year, right? Quickly tell us
yes.
about that.
Oh, yeah. So next year, our goal is to take 10 youth from the west side of Chicago on these journeys. So we've already started our fundraising efforts. People donate through the website, or, you know, you can mail a check to our office. And then we this year we did different type of events. We just completed the second annual Gone Again Festival. It was we did it in 2021, mm-hmm. but this year we partnered with the Park District
nice.
In Austin, and we had a wonderful festival, and people came out. It was an all-day music festival,
wow.
music and culture, and people came out and they, you know, donated and purchased T-shirts and, you know, to help us on our effort for next year.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. That's Crystal Dyer, founder of the group Chicago Austin Youth Travel Adventures, or CAYTA. You can find out more at CAYTAworld.org. It's been such a pleasure, Crystal. Thank you. This episode of Reset was produced by Meha Ahmed. It was edited and mixed by Andrew Merriweather. If you want more great interviews and conversations, then consider subscribing to this podcast. And don't forget to leave us a rating. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.